Okay, we are learning Hilchos Shiloach HaKein, which I think we began last week and we'll complete this week in Yitzhak Hashem. We're up to Sif Dalin. The Yisaidistic questions about Shiloach HaKein are four. Two we dealt with last week and two this week. The two Shilas we dealt with a week ago are mostly in the Lomdis of Shiloach HaKein. One was the Chavis Yoyer, whether you're obligated to do Shiloach HaKein. If you come upon a bird's nest and there are eggs or baby chicks with the mother on top of it, whether there's an obligation to do it. The Gemara says, Yochel Yikade Baharim. I think you should go looking in the mountains, Shiloach HaKein, Tamun Lomiki Karei, that there's no obligation to go looking for it, that's for sure. Shaila is whether one who comes upon it is obligated to do it. So last week we learned the Chavis Yoyer, which is in Pesachei Tshuva Aleph, that when it comes your way, you are obligated to do it. He learns in the Gemara Yochel Yikade Baharim Vaistais. The Galoshin is Yochel Yachze Baharim. But anyway, Vaistais, if it comes your way, you're obligated to do it. So that was one, the Chavis Yoyer. The second tshuva was the Chacham Tzvi, whether you have to take the eggs. Most of us are not interested in taking the eggs or even the baby birds. So the Chacham Tzvi said that one is not obligated to take them. You send away the mother, you mekayim the mitzvah. And Archa Shulchan said it's still good to do the Pashtei Dekra, to do what it says in the Pasuk, but strictly speaking, you're not obligated. And when I did Shiloach HaKein, I did not take the eggs or the chicken or the babies because I didn't know for sure it was a kosher bird. So I sent away the mother and then went back to my work. Those are the two shilas we had last week. The two shilas we have this week are more practical shilas. One is the question about making a bracha on Shiloach HaKein. There's no mention in the Shas or in the traditional Rishayim as to whether one makes a bracha on Shiloach HaKein or not. And the second question is how you do the mitzvah. If you have to grab the bird and send it away or not, how does one physically go about the Kiyama mitzvah? So these are the two shilas we're going to deal with today. Siddalit deals with how to do the mitzvah. But I'd like first to talk about the bracha, which is not mentioned in Shulchan Aruch. Now, the fact that the bracha is not mentioned is not a proof, because you make a bracha on every mitzvah. It has to say, and every mitzvah has to say, Nusach HaBracha. However, the Pesachei Tshuva Beis, it's interesting, he brings Marah Mekaynis. You see Pesachei Tshuva Beis? The bottom of the page, Ayin Be'er Heitiv Shel HaRam Marit, he doesn't tell you what he says. He says, just look what he says. Whoever it is. Now, the brackets were added later. The B'Yinsiyim writes, someone asked him if you make a bracha. He says, well, look at Pesachei Tshuva Beis, but I don't know what he says, because I don't have the svarim he alludes to. And therefore, the B'Yinsiyim writes, I don't know what the din is. In brackets, he added, in the next edition of Pesachei Tshuva, he added two Marah Mekaymis, and he explains them, or he at least relates them. I am the Sefer Ikrei Dinim, Chelek Arachayim Semi Yurais Memtes, B'Shem Tshuvas Sama Dechaya, Semi Gimel Demasik, the Dafka Lekeh Chaim U'Mishalchon Einim Avarech. Dava Mitzvah Haba Ba'Aveirim. I want to explain this, and we'll see where it goes. There's a Tshuva Sarajba. The Tshuva Sarajba is famous because he deals with Brichas HaMitzvahs in general. In that Tshuva Sarajba, he gives an overview on the rules of all Brichas HaMitzvahs and the fact that we don't make a bracha on most mitzvahs paid Adam L'chaveirai. And then he writes, we also don't make a bracha on a mitzvah which you can only get to if you do an Aveira first. Such as a Shavas Gezela. So returning, he mentions three mitzvahs. Returning gezeila, you don't thank Hashem for the opportunity to do the mitzvah. Someone steals something and he returns it. I once had it. I once went to a lab for a blood test. I filled out the form, and when I got to yeshiva, I still had that pen. So I said, "Wow, I have a mitzvah Shabbos gezeila. I never did have it so before." So he says, "You don't make a bracha. The mitzvah comes in averus, which is stealing gezeila, returning ribis, which is a mitzvah of a chai bahem." And then he says, "Shuluach hakein." Because to send away the mother, you have to grab the mother and send it away. Taking the mother is an aveira. When you grab the mother, that's an aveira. You have to grab the mother to send it away. So he says it's an aveira, taking the mother. You not take the mother. You have to send away the mother. This is what it says in the Rashba. The Rashba says it's a mitzvah that comes to an aveira, therefore we don't make a bracha on shiluach hakein. So it seems from that tshuva Rashba, this is all in the Binyan Tzi in Chelek Beis, the Tshuva Yud-Dalet. He says, Tshuva Yud-Zayin. He says, look, I don't know what the Pesachei Tshuva is saying, because he doesn't bring his sources, but I have a Tshuva Sarajba. The Rashba says, sounds from the Rashba, A, you don't make a bracha on this mitzvah, and B, the only way to do the mitzvah is by grabbing it and sending it away. So that's the Binyan Tzi's conclusion. His initial conclusion is that you don't make a bracha, and you grab it to send it away. Okay, so he writes. He asked his rabbi. The name of the rabbi is not familiar to me. He mentions the name. He asked the name of Rabbeinu. He said you have to grab the mother and send it away. He said no. He said, you don't have to grab the mother. So he says you don't have to grab the mother. So maybe the Rashba means like this. When you do the mitzvah normally, you do make a bracha. If the Rashba is not coming to tell us Hilchos Shiluach HaKein, he's coming to tell us a rule that if a mitzvah comes through an Aveira, you don't do it. You don't make a bracha. So if you grab the mother and now you're sending it away, if you do the mitzvah that way, you don't make a bracha. Because you're not allowed to grab the mother. But maybe if you do the mitzvah in a normal way, we'll have to discuss what that is. So you do make a bracha. So that's how the Binyan Tzi in what?
The Shuba, it said throughout the Tanya Talmud that maybe there is a Betzimus of order, which means you can have used them, and therefore it's not a Safek. There is no bracha.
What's a Safek? Who are you reading from? Oh, back to Pesachei Tshuva base. Let's read the Pesachei Tshuva. You're right. Let's see what he says. I stopped the middle. Einem avarech, the master davka lekeachem umishalcha einem avarech. If you grab the mother and send it away, you don't make a bracha davar mitzvah ba'aveira. Akim shalcha b'tchila v'lo kachabonim. But if you didn't grab the mother, it didn't come through an aveira. Vadi mavarech al gofa mitzvah. V'gam shechianu ki v'deinei davar motzi v'tadir hava k'davar shekavur leizman. And he says also he would make a shechianu. So that's what he says. This is like the being seen, at least the part I told you so far, that if you do the mitzvah with an aveira, you don't make a bracha. But if you do the mitzvah without an aveira, then it's good. Then he says, grabbing the mother. Because now I'll take the mother, you have to send it away. No, let's see, kachayim, you know, I'll take the mother. You ought to take the mother and leave the babies behind? I don't think so. We'll see in a minute. What? Oh, I'm sure Mishil, if you don't grab it, then you make a bracha. It means you don't grab it. Isn't that what it means? So I'm going to talk about how you do shalchem without the care. Well, let me give you a chance. But the Gabi the bracha, this sheet is saying that you do make a bracha. Then he says, "B'chelik yeridis imilam vezes tesayin hevi from another sefer tshuvas teres nesanel she'ain levarach al mitzvazu the shemiyah bein muzareis." A different reason you don't make a bracha. Maybe the eggs are safta da'ar eggs. Bein levarach misafik. So he's saying you never make a bracha because you never know if the eggs are really viable eggs. We're going to have it siv zayin. The bein muzarais, if they're not eggs that can turn into chicks, that you don't make a brach. So he ends up not to make. So right again, you have back and forth. You do make a brach. You don't make a brach. You got to make up your mind.
Chicks,
If you see a live chicken, then you do
it. Then if you see, yeah, then it's only on eggs, it's a Ptura, you're right.
The mother's going to sit on
the
mother's
grill. How
do they know? The mother's know.
I think so. I don't know. The mother should know. They should know. They should know. All right. It must be. Well, but the Gemara says when the Arust is around, they don't do Safta Mi'ara, when they have the option. So anyway, it ends up very unclear in the Pisrei Tshuva what to do. The Binyan Tzion writes that the Binyan Tzion at the end says that it would seem if you grab it and send it away, you don't make a bracha to Aveira. If you're able to send it away without grabbing it, you do make a bracha. But he says when you're going to make the bracha, you don't know if you'll be successful in just shooing it away or if you're going to have to grab it. So he says, Misafik, you should not make a bracha. What? Afterwards, I have Elas Yassin's Ma'akiv. Well, once you send it away, you can't make the bracha. Avelas Yassin is not giving the bracha. See, that's what he's saying. When you make the bracha beforehand, you don't know if you'll be successful. I mean, I don't see from the little bit I've seen that people are unsuccessful in getting the mother to fly away. But that's what he says. Let me just say, the Aruch HaShulchan says you do make a bracha. The Aruch HaShulchan says he doesn't understand. Why do you make a tumul? It's a mitzvah. You make a bracha. And he found a rishon. The rabbi has a sefer tamim dayim. He says, I found a rishon that says you make a bracha. You're worried. Nobody says it. I found one. Darcha shulchan is a basra. He says to make a bracha. That's the minig. The minig is that people do make brachas. Yeah.
Number one, first of all, if Maran didn't say that the mother didn't say we should make a bracha, where did he get back the tradition?
See, the question, why the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah, don't say make a bracha. The point is, you don't have to tell me every mitzvah make a bracha. We know you make a bracha on mitzvahs. You have to tell me every single mitzvah to make
yes,
a bracha.
Because we have a number of other things that the mitzvah depends on other people that don't make a bracha. Tzedakah, if you don't make a bracha, why don't you make a bracha on tzedakah? Because of the fact maybe he doesn't accept it.
It doesn't seem to be such
maybe
a problem.
Maybe you should make a bracha over here. Or because of the fact that you're maybe...
I mean, because of all our cheshbonot, he should have said to make a bracha. Alright, it depends, I guess, how strong you hold the diuk is. But like I said, the Aruch HaShulchan says to make a bracha. I think the minig is to make a bracha.
Let's say you found two, for example. You make two brachas?
Anytime you do two mitzvahs together, if you're putting up mezuzahs in your house, you make one bracha. If you do them different days, you make two brachas. If you do them consecutively, then you would make one bracha, just like any such mitzvah. I think the bracha is al shiloh hakein, which well, we have a rule. Any mitzvah that's efshay de shlichus, the rules all have, but they're rishayim anyway. You're right.
Could you have in mind dafkinat to make a
kinyan? Yeah, even picking it up and having in mind, it's true. It's true. So you can make a bracha. The question is why the Rashi and the BNC don't say it. It's the issue is a confusing issue regarding the bracha. I think the normative mahalach is to make a bracha. However, there are other considerations that come into account. And in the time remaining, we're going to mention a couple of the other considerations. Okay, let's start with Siftalin. Yeah.
Back to what the Rav said earlier. Rav Ober Zeller Rameva, he accidentally took a pen from someone. Don't you need intent to steal? You just accidentally take
something. Like B'shege, you can steal B'shege. It's like an Ava, what is it? Sift Dalit, please. Sarich. Even though there are 13 Sifim, this Sif is really the one that counts for us. It's the mitzvah. Sarech l'shaleach ha'eim ad she'teitze mitachas yadai. What we want to do here is we're about to do the mitzvah. How do you do the mitzvah? If you go near the nest and you shoo the bird away, is that good enough? Not so clear. Look at the lashon. Sarech l'shaleach ha'eim You have to send away the mother. Now, what does that mean? Till it goes out from under your hand. It implies some sort of contact. And then you take the baby birds. Let's say somebody really wants the mother bird. So he wants to break the wings so it can't fly before he sends it away. So send away the mother. It can't fly. It'll waddle away. And then after he sends it away, he'll take it. A person does not have is not allowed to do that. You send it away as is, where it's able to fly away, and then if you're able to go catch it later, you can. If you did cut it, then you should wait until it gets better, and then you'll. So the question is, really, I don't think any of us are worried, are planning to break any wings, clip the wings. I think what we are talking about is instructions on how to go about the mitzvah. So fortunately, there's a Tshuvas Chasam Sofer. Now, it's interesting, this is an Arachayim Simin Kuf. I'll explain to you later why it's an Arachayim. An Arachayim Simin Kuf, the Chasam Sofer, goes through the sugya and tells us how to do the mitzvah. He says the following. He mentions two Gemaras, both in Chulin. There's a Perek Shluach HaKein in Chulin. And on Daf Kuf Mem Aleph Amid Beis, there are two Gemaras. The first Gemara, Bamem Mishalcheha. The Gemara says, with what do you send it away? So the Gemara says, Rav Huna Oimer Biragleha, Rav Yehuda Oimer Beagafel. That Rav Huna says with its feet, Rav Yehuda says with its wings. Now, what does that mean? So they are two pshatim. Rashi and Tosfos say it means when you send it away, does it have to be able to fly? Rav Huna says even if the wings are broken, if you send it away walking, yimakayim shaluach hakei. Rav Yehuda says no, ba'agafel, it has to have wings. If it's not able to fly, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. That's how Rashi learns the Gemara. The Rambam, however, learns the Gemara that the machlokes is how to grab the bird. If you grab it biragleha, or you grab it biknofeha. The Rambam says you have to grab the bird, chayiv l'toifsa, that's Loshna Rambam. The Rambam says you have to grab the bird in order to do shluach hakein. And the machlokes in the Gemara is, do you have to grab it by the body, by the wings, or do you have to grab it by the feet, and that's good enough. I think it's a derech sometimes told the bird that way, and send it away that way. So here we have a machlokes rishayim, the way the Sefer understands, in the physical way you send it away. According to the Rambam, you have to grab the bird, which is the pashtus of the Rashba. You have to grab the bird and then send it away. And according to Rashi and Tosfos, it's enough to send it away regular. And the Chasam Sofer writes, that's a machlokes, we don't have a clear psak in the Shulchan Aruch. Like the Rambam, you grab it. Like Rashi and Tosfos, you scare it away. How do you scare it away? So there's a second Gemara. Also on Kuf Mem Aleph Amid Beis, this is later on the Amid. The second Gemara says, that someone told someone else, Zil Troif Akein, the Ligvinu Velikninu. The Lashon Gemara is bang the nest. Bang the nest. That's the way we do it. You go bang the nest. We don't grab birds. Oh, who's going to grab a bird, right? So we bang the nest, and by banging the nest, we send it away. So it's a Gemara. The Gemara says, Zil Troifa Akein. Go bang on the nest. So Zotah Sosef, how's the Rambam going to learn this Gemara? Bishlomelit Rashi, you don't have to grab the bird. You can bang the nest, and you're Mekayim the mitzvah. But according to the Rambam, that you have to grab onto the bird. So how's he going to learn the Gemara? Zil Troif Akein, go bang on the nest. So he learns like this. Now listen to some cipher. The Rambam will learn as follows. If you want to do the mitzvah, you must grab the bird and chase it away. If you don't want to do the mitzvah. You don't want, you know, you're in the mood to grab a bird. It's not pleasant to you. But you want the eggs. So he gave him an eitzah. If you want the eggs without the mitzvah, she'll treifakein, go bang on the nest. The mother will fly away. Once the mother flies away, there's no aveirin taking the birds, taking the eggs. He goes, just take the eggs. Zil treif, okay. The legvinu, the lekninu. Legvinu, the bird will pick itself up and fly away. The lekninu, you can be kind of the eggs. So Sefer learns in the Rambam that in this Rambam we see legabi the chakira of the Chacham Tzvi. Do you have to do the mitzvah? The Rambam says you don't have to do the mitzvah. It's a rishus. If you want to do the mitzvah, grab the bird, chase it away. If you don't want to do the mitzvah, but you want the eggs, so treifa came, bang on it, the mother will fly away, and then take the eggs for yourself. That's the Gemara, that's without the mitzvah. This is the way the Chassam Sefer learns. Turns out, if you want to do the mitzvah l'chol hashitis, according to the Chassam Sefer, you have to grab onto the bird by its feet, or by its nets, or by its wings, and you have to chase it away. Now, I'm going to finish with some Sefer. I just want to point out to you that this already makes it a little difficult the way Shluach HaKein is done today. I believe. Did anybody ever go on a Shluach HaKein expedition? Did they grab the bird?
No.
They banged the nest. So we banged the nest. Usually the birds fly away when you approach it. According to this sub-cipher, you certainly should not make a bracha if you're doing Shluach HaKein like Rashi. Remember, there's a machlek, you make a bracha in the first place. And according to the Rambam, and the way we understood the Rajva, the Rambam and Rajva, all you have to grab? You have to grab the bird.
So then you don't have like the Rambam, how do you have a case of mitzvah above the aveira? You have to grab it anyway.
So according to the Rajva's understanding, it's always a mitzvah above aveira, unless, as someone said, you have a mind, that to be kind.
So Rashi would hold like Rambam.
Excuse me.
Rambam doesn't hold like Rashi. Rashi would hold like Rambam. If you do it, you'd say Rashi. Oh, yeah,
it's right. Well, it's not mitzvah b'avera, because presumably you have a mind not to be kainin. Presumably. But like, this is the machlokes. Now, I'm not finished on some cipher. He says something else. Excuse me? Yeah, Rashi holds you mekayim the mitzvah by banging the nest and causing the mother to fly away. You mekayim the mitzvah. The Rambam holds you have to grab the bird and chase it away. And maybe it's enough to strike the bird, I don't know. But you have to hit it on its wings or on its feet. And otherwise you don't do the mitzvah. And it sounds that way from the Pashto Sarajma as well. Now, some Sefer goes on. Why was it some Sefer Shaila? Why is it in Arachayim, not in Yeridaya? The Shaila he was asked, somebody said he was going for a walk on Shabbos. He saw a nest with a mother bird, a baby, and eggs. He asked the Chassam Sefer, do you do this mitzvah on Shabbos? That was a shaila. Should we do this mitzvah on Shabbos or not? So he says, the Sefer says, well, first he brings the machlekes Rashi and Rashi. Rambam and Rashi. He says, look, like the Rambam, you can't do it. First of all, it's tzida, it's tzad. To grab onto the bird is tzad, it's an aveira, it's a melacha d'oraisa. And even if it's nitzad v'imedes, even if it's a domesticated bird somehow, and it's still hefker, it's muktzah anyway. It's muktzah. So he said, like the Rambam, you can't do the mitzvah. Like Rashi, you can bang the nest tiltum ben atzad. You can bang it from the side. Like Rashi, you can do it. You can't take the eggs. We say you're not mechuyev to take the eggs. If it's impossible to take the eggs, I do the mitzvah. I hear. It's a good taina. He doesn't say that. What? Eggs, raw eggs on muktzah. They have no use unless you're a chazan. Yeah, some people eat raw eggs. Okay, I think nowadays nobody eats raw eggs, but you eat raw eggs? No. But it could be. It could be. But he says muktzah. If I says his day's day. Well, let me just finish. The important thing is the last line of the Chassam Sefer. Listen carefully. So Sefer writes at the last line, to do the mitzvah like Rashi and not the Rambam, lama yis'achzar l'safik tzairich. Why should you be having achzarius of sending away your mother if you're not sure if you're doing the mitzvah? Because Sefer writes clearly that if you have an opportunity to do the mitzvah only like Rashi and not like the Rambam, it's not worth the azarius of sending away the mother. Now, if you want to do it and be mitzvah a mother bird, do it only if you're sure you're mekayim the mitzvah. That's what he writes. So I think it's his lashon, the very last line of the tshuva. Loma yisazlar l'safit tzairach. Why are you having the azarius? Well, you're not sure if you're mekayim the mitzvah. It comes out from Daksam Sefer that nobody should ever, according to him, I'm not saying everyone agrees, but nobody should ever do the mitzvah unless he's going to be Yitzhak Rabbah and Rashi. Both. That's what seems to come out. The way people do the mitzvah today, it seems it's improper to do it. Oh, we're going to talk about that as well. One second. Give me a chance. I'll get to that. You're right. If he wants them, he could. Yeah. Then it's not suffering. Sorry. Then he's the tzarech is. He wants the eggs. If he wants them. What? You don't have to. No. What? Yeah, you can eat the eggs for dinner. What are you talking about?
But you don't have to take them.
Right. How do you know? They come back. They come back. The Velt says they don't come back. It's not true.
They do. They stand by and watch. They stand there and watch.
Yeah, they do. He also brings al pizayar that you don't do shiluach hakein on Shabbos. Zayas lashon is the yalala of the bird is Shabbos is supposed to be menucha, not make birds cry.
Can you explain
the bird thought has a day off?
That's right.
No, I'm saying the reason he brings in Arachayim is because he was dealing with the Shabbos shaila. That's an Arachayim. But mainly he explains shiluach hakein, which is a yerideya. Anyway, the point is that this Chuvas Chassam Sefer throws a damper on running around trying to do the mitzvah because it makes it suddenly, it's very complicated. Do you make a bracha or not? Machloik is. Chassam says you do. Do you do? Are you making the mitzvah or you just bang with a stick on the nest? Machloik is. It starts to become, and besides the other cheshmas we're talking about in a few minutes, it becomes suddenly too many shilas. A bracha, it's hard to make a bracha. And you don't want the eggs. It becomes a rather complicated issue. And there's still one more issue which I want to deal with before the time runs out. The example of Shema Malchus, yeah. You could always do that. Well, I talk about the eggs. I talk about the mother being mukta. The eggs are mukta. You can take them anyway. That wasn't the issue. Okay, so this is the difficult part of it. One more part, it's Siv Zayin. Let's just learn through Siv Hei and Vav, Laman HaShlomo Seinyan. It writes, Alika Chayim L'Shaleach HaBonim, Eidei Rishoy. If you want to take the mother and send away the chicks, Eidei Rishoy, Shalcha V'Chazra, Shalcha V'Chazra, Afilu Kaba Pa'amim, Chayav Lazo L'Shalcha. Why? Afilu Kaba Pa'amim, because that's Shaleach HaShalach. Right, every time it says a double lashon, we learn, that hashavas aveda, hashem tishivem is afilu. A person loses it many times, you return it. Chayiv lazo l'shalcha avolim shulcha v'dat l'abadim v'chzira l'kein. But if you akaida the babies or the eggs and you returned it, chazra eim aleihem patam l'shaleach. Then once you akaida it, so that's not hefker. It has to be kikare. It can't be mezuzah. It can't be something that you own. And once you own it, there's no mitzvah. So that's a way of sort of ending the mitzvah if you own it. The mechas chinuch here in Mitzvah Kuf Mem Hei is mesupik. Someone asked before, if somebody takes the mother and leaves them chicks, is he over any avera? It says lo sikach ha'eim al abanim. He only took the aim without the abanim. He says, and I say you tzichu wa mevatel, sholeh tashal. Whether you're over a deraisa, he brings the machlekes rishayim. If it's just a deraisa, it's a drabanim. To take the aim without the banim, says, loy tzikacha aim. Allah. Yeah. as he used to say. So he says, he brings the Machlekes Rishayim. He says, the Lashon HaRambam is the Sitra Barad, the Shituch HaBetzes. You want to take, it's a very to take the mother with the eggs. Or is it to take the mother without the eggs? If I take the eggs, I've sent away the mother. I'm leaving the eggs there. I want to take only the mother. Right. Right. When I take it, shecht it. In a say, it's funny. It's in a say deraisa. It's a bit of a say. He calls it a lav de rabbanon. I don't know why the rabbanon have to make a lav when it's a say.
I'll say this one for you.
Because it's biyadayim. Thank you. Because you're doing it biyadayim, I think. Sivav, if not to lay me alabanim, but I shilchi yishachenu upater. It's a lav haditik lasei. If somebody did take the aim, it means they took the banim, he didn't send it away. This is a lav haditik lasei. Your aleph in the shach, he brings yishachenu upater mimalkis. The kibbutz should be yaday l'shalcha oid, ain't a chayav malkis. Aval osa lasis ken l'chatchila. Aval, in mesa. You remember in Makis there's a sugya of bitla v'lay bitla, kima v'lay kima. There's a sugya in the Gemara. If you do a lav anitik l'asei, there's no malchus because you could still do the asei. L'sikachem al abanim. He took the amen to banim. So he's having a lav. So he could still be mekayim the assay of sending away the mother. The Gemara has a shaila. The Gemara says, if you took the mother with the banim, and you shechted the mother, so you were mevatel the ability to do the nitik lasei, certainly there's malchus. That's called bitle v'lay bitle. If you're not mevatel it, there's no malchus. If you're mevatel it, there is malchus. If it dies on its own, so that's the machlokes in the Gemara. If kima v'lay kima, if you just were a mekayim it, and you can't because it died. You chayim malchus. So that the shach brings that the Rambam holds that there's a chayim malchus. V'chein kosev aran, chasa oida Rambam, still in shach yud aleph. Chein kol mitzvah slaysa seish nitik lasei chayim l'kayim haseish shema v'lay kima loika ba'acha loika. So it's like Kima, he gets Malchus. How many other Lava Nitik Lasseis could you think of? Nicer. Okay. What? Right. That's the idea of Kima Lekima. It means Lava Nitik Lasseis, you get Malchus. Just calls a man, you could fix it, we're not going to give you Malchus. As soon as you can't fix it, it was Baruch B'nei Atzma, the lav he was over ready. He was over the lav b'shat nefesh with Azhara. He took it. Once he took it, now somebody else chased away the mother. Right, right. It means he did the lav. And like Kima, he's not able to be Mekayim. So that's the... does he need... any lav sheish by malchus, you pasalei this. Lady Nasrallah, lahavchin. You pasalei this if you want to know if he's amazing, not a shaygig. But if you know he's amazing, then these pasalei this. Yeah. Could. He could. What?
If somebody else sent it, Ruben made the Avera, she won't send it.
Maybe you're right. Ulai. Ain't that your dad? Ulai. I don't need to say someone else could do it. That's what you're saying. Maybe you're right. I don't know. I don't know how halachas of niteklasei. If you have to do it, if someone else could be.
If I brought your pen back, it's good.
If I make your shliach, it's good. The Tzai says, Zachin me le'adam, but like Zachin me'adam. The schus is when you give somebody something, not when you take it away from him and return it.
But you got to miss him. You got to miss him by my bringing the pen.
That's a question. If I made you a shliach, I'm a mitzvah. If not, I don't. All right. Not everyone holds like the concession. Zion. Zion is the other important. Everything's important, but the other one they gave to us. Hayu abeyim muzarais. Now muzarais means strange. We usually translate muzarais as safta mi'ara. Rashi in different places in Shas teaches it either safta mi'ara or safta mi'ara means that the egg was not fertilized by a male. It can't turn into a chicken. I once saw a chicken doing safta mi'ara, digging itself a little hole. I was going with my children in the one of these parks where they have the animals walk around, and there were chickens there. There's a chicken dug itself a hole, the shape of its body, and rubbed its body into the ground. And you can see it, so Chazal described as safta mi'ara, as warming itself so that the eggs should come out. The eggs should finish forming and come out. That's called safta mi'ara. Now, the safta mi'ara eggs, you can't be mekayim. Why? Because it says tikach loch, has to be something you can eat. It's something that a person can consume. Actually, you could consume it if it's an egg. So taz ches brings yafina me afreichim. Afreichim b'dei kayama, afbeim dafka b'dei kayama. What? Yes, it says either or. It says afrechim oy beitzim. It says one or the other, afrechim oy beitzim. But he says, well, makishit, just like the egg. That's what he says. We learn it out. Ma beitzim srichim liman, afrechim srichim liman, yatzim afrechais, ma afrechim b'nei kayama, it has to be b'nei kayama. So, oy sheim treifa, or it's a treifa, shazacha revitz ala kein, it's another problem. If the male bird is the one on top, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. It has to be a aim. Now, you and I have no clue if it's a male bird or a female bird. The experts who are in it, they know what to do. They say that at dusk, only the mother sits on the nest. I don't know why, but that's what they say. But they take turns. Okay. Okay. Kabbalah and the Kabbalah. That's what they say. Back to Siv Zayin. A different minute, as long as they're both tar, is not a problem. what? It has to be in the nest, right? The you can't even do it unless you know. You have to have an expert who knows, or it has, they say, I don't know who they is. The experts say that by at the dusk, it's always the moment. What? If they're right, you can lie. I assume they know what they're talking about. There's another shaila. The shaila is if the egg has to be edible. There's something called shada tichla b'kula. When you have an egg that's fertilized, at some point it begins to turn into a chicken. Into a bird. It's not a chicken. Into an adult bird. At some point the egg starts to turn into a bird. That's called shada tichla b'kula. As soon as you see blood, that's why blood. Why is a blutstrap an egg with blood in it treif? Not because of the blood. You throw out the blood. Because the blood is a sign, shada tichla bikula, that the tichla, the fermentation or the process of developing, started in the whole egg. And therefore an egg that started to form is treif. You're not allowed to eat it. You get such an egg, you're not allowed to eat it. So the Birki Yosef asks, so how can you ever do shluach hakein? You really have to know that it's a fresh egg. Once the egg is a bit old, it may already start to develop. The Birkei Yosef, you understand? Because if the egg is not edible, you're not mekayem a mitzvah. It's like a treifa. Once it's a freyach, you're allowed to eat it. An egg when it's first laid, you're allowed to eat. Once it develops into a baby bird, you're allowed to eat it. In between, it's aser. It's called the sheretz, that thing. So, no, I don't think so.
The fashion that once fertilizes treif,
So how you mekayim the mitzvah? That's his kasha. And how do you know that it's a major problem? So Birkei Yosef answers. Birkei Yosef answers, and he's mechamet to Chedushei Haran. The Chedushei Haran didn't exist when the Chedushei Haran was first found about a little over a hundred years ago. But the Lashon Birkei Yosef bothers me. Birkei Yosef says, "No, it's not true. You can take the egg and put it under another bird, and the other bird will continue to warm it. Well, today you can put it in an incubator, and it'll develop into a baby bird. So what do you mean it's treif? It's treif right now if you crack it open, but don't crack it open. Just stick it into an incubator or under a different bird, and it'll warm it up, and it'll be edible." So that's what he says. See, that's why he says there's no problem with shotech lebekulam. What bothered me is the language. The Birkei Yosef says, if it's possible to stick it under another bird and it'll develop, then it's... What do you mean if? Ask a farmer or the other nisht. I don't know what he means if. But nevertheless, that's sort of a heter. However, in a place where there may be Bayim Uzarais, where there may be Safta Meara, you really have a problem. Fortunately, the Gemara says that any time there's a rooster, I think we'll say 50 amos, within a certain distance, the chicken doesn't do safta meara. So there's a rooster accessible to it if it's in a coop, but then it won't apply. All the chickens in the coop are safta meara. But if it has a rooster available to it, it goes natural. It doesn't do safta meara. Otherwise it does safta meara. Gemara says a bird goes away from its nest up to 50 amos to look. That's Rabbi Yirmiyahu Zibayah. If 1 foot is on one side of 50 and one's on the other side of 50, what to do? So what? That was the last straw at the beginning of Bava Basra. I told you the story with Ger Beis Medrash. Never told you, it's a great story. All my stories I think everybody knows. In Ger, in Eretz Yisrael, they had a big problem. The Ger Chassidim don't fit, even the new Beis Medrash, they don't fit. So they made a takana, they had 2 days Yom Tif. So anybody who's over 2 days Rosh Hashanah, so anybody who the first day Rosh Hashanah, anybody who over 50 and older is allowed into the Beis Medrash, and everybody younger goes to the old Beis Medrash. And the second day of Yom Tov, they reverse. If you're over 50, you go to the old Beis Medrash, you're done with the Rebbe if you're under 50. So somebody came to the Rebbe, he says, "I got locked out." Why? My 50th birthday is the second day of Rosh Hashanah. The first day of Rosh Hashanah. So the first day they tell me I'm not 50. The second day they tell me I'm 50. So the Rebbe said a rule is a rule. So he said it's not Yaisher. So he said it's a Gemara. Rebbe Yirmiyahu Zibayah. If 1 foot is on one side of 50, the other side is the other side of 50. So he says, what has that got to do with this? He says, because it is, they threw him out of Beis Medrash. So he's, isn't that great Ein Foul?
He can come back
with Kof Samach. All right, back to the Gemara. What? When you have a blood spot in Safta Miara, it's from internal bleeding of the bird. And you only have to take out the blood and throw it out. That's what much is true of it. Sifches. Haisa. Revetses. Abeitzim she'ena mina. The hate to hirim. If it's revetses on birds that are not the same min. But it's kosher. We once had, you could tell a kosher egg by its shape. A kosher egg is wide on one side and sharp and pointy on the other side. And but it's not to say min. You should send it away. But there's no lav. It's not aim al abonim. It's not the mother together with its child. What? It's a chiyumis. If you want, you become the mitzvah. But there's no lab. The say is there, the loisa say is not there. What? It's Torah. Yeah, they're both Midim Tahirim. Siftes, I think he says Midim Tameyim. Let's see, Siftes. Hoysamatlis, I kanfei noitza, meyof acher, I beim uzorais, mafsikim beinolikain. If there's a chatzitza between the mother bird and the eggs that are usable, either shmatlis, a piece of shmata, or even kamfei noitza meyof acher, let's say the father bird left some feathers there, a beitzim uzorais, or you have some eggs that are not roi for the mitzvah, mafsikim beinolikain, that are mazi, the mother bird and the nest, I show you shnei sidrei beitzim. Now here the Rishonim was figure out what's this case. It's a full nest. It's got two rows of eggs, one on top of the other. And it's only touching the top row. So what's a shaylah? Who cares if it's only touching the top row? So we see the shach in a minute. He brings two pshatim. Never saw this. One bird on top of another. These are all sfeikas of the Gemara. Whether there's a mitzvah of shiluach hakein or no mitzvah of shiluach hakein, lemaisa, the case of two rows, one on top of the other. So machloikis, Tosfos and the Rashba. The Tosfos learns it's a case where you only want to take the bottom eggs. A little bit daichik. Rashi and Tais both say there were two rows of eggs. What's the ibaya? The mother's on the top row, and you only want to take the bottom row. That's how Tais learns the Gemara. The Rashba learns differently. The Rashba learns like this. The case is you don't want to send away the mother. You want the mother. You want the baby eggs. So what you did is the mother laid eggs and it flew away. It went looking for worms. So you go there and you put privately owned eggs on top. You put your own eggs on top, so when the mother comes back, it shouldn't be sitting on the bottom. And then you want to be able to take the aim and the beitzim. That's the case. A person deliberately did it to avoid the mitzvah. That's what he says. He made a chatzitza. He went and he put a chatzitza in mitzvah. Why he did it, I don't know. But that's maybe it doesn't fool the mother the other way. That's how the Rashba learns. All right, not a big nafkamina. We're not going to find eggs with nests with two rows of eggs. However, in Pesachei Tshuva Aleph, he brings this legabi the Chaves Yoyer. The Chaves Yoyer's clair was, are you mechuyev to do the mitzvah? Can you just walk away? So he says,
I don't have an aleph.
Pesachei Tshuva Aleph is in the previous page. He refers you to Shachar Yudalid. The third line, cause of divrei Tosfos gabi iboy de shtei sidrei gavzeh uva bishach yudal ed mulchach sheinu b'chuyav l'tapel. What did Tosfos learn? Tosfos learned they had two rows of eggs and you only want the bottom eggs. You won't do the mitzvah. It's mochruch. You're not b'chuyav to do the mitzvah. If you're b'chuyav to do it, you don't have a choice. Right? Tosfos, the Rashba learned you put in eggs that don't belong. Tosfos didn't learn that way. Tosfos learned they had two rows of eggs and you only want the bottom ones. So you're allowed to do that. You're not mechuyev to take. So it's a raya from there. You don't have to do the mitzvah if you don't want. So we look inside. He says, "Chuvah b'shach yudah mucha she'en mechuyev l'tapel." Ach, ain't divrei Tosfos muchrachim yaisedera kapirish harashba. He says Tosfos is daichik. Two rows of eggs. You only want to take the bottom row. But still, from Tosfos it's mashma. You're allowed to walk away from the mitzvah if you so desire. No, when it flew away. When it flew away, you put your own, so that later you'll be able to take. Before what? Right. There's no. The Raya is not from the Raja, the Raya is from Tosfos. Tosfos learns you didn't put eggs. Tosfos, you didn't put any eggs. They're naturally two rows of eggs from the mother. That's what Tosfos learns. And now you come to it, you don't want to do the mitzvah, so you just want to take the bottom row. That's the ibaya if the top eggs are a chatzitza to the bottom eggs. That's how Tosfos learns. The Rashba learns the other. It's a raya to Egla Rufa, that's Tamun. Why? You mean it says Kimotze? From which port of the Pasuk? It's from. So Al-Horah. Al-Horah, it's not a riot. It doesn't say, if the miyot is not the same miyot, then it's not a riot. Is that a raya? Yeah, it could also be here. We have a rule, min b'mina yein echaitzitz. Normally, eggs on eggs. What? See, it's interesting, because the halacha, we pass the min b'mina yein echaitzitz. Right, that's why we make we hold the lulav, we make out of minei alulav for that. Yeah, it said that earlier in Sifei, I think. It said that. Sif Yud, Shachat. Never going to happen. It's an Ibaya. You shechted part of the Simanei HaEfraichim B'Sech HaKein. The mother is sitting there. She's watching this. And you take a long knife and you stick it under and you shecht the babies under it. Kodim Shikachena. Hazem Mishalayach. Vim Loi Shalach Ein Alaik. It's Ibaya in the Gemara. You shechted Mitzah Simanim. Now, you didn't shech the whole simanim, mikzah simanim. At that moment, the baby is a treifa. So you made a hole in the simen. But she didn't stop. She is usher. So with your right hand, you're shechting, and with the left hand, you're sending away the mother. That's the Gemara Shaila. Ain't a like. No one's going to do this. Yud Aleph. Haisamai fefes ala kain. The mother is flying over it. Im kenafed, I guess, became chayva shaleya. If the mother bird, it's hovering over the nest. If it's touching the nest, chayv l'shalayach, I'm laav potter. Abishadagis min atzad, even though maybe touching it on the side. Yud beis, hoiz yeshevez bein abeitzim by bein afreichim. It's got a deluxe style nest, big enough. Eggs on one side, afreichim on the other side, and the mother's in the middle. Afilanagis ben potter. Again, the gam in atzad is potter. Has to be al ha'afreichim al yal abeitzim. Yud gimel. It's sitting on the branches, so it's above it on two branches, suspended above it. Sort of like lavud. Anything that if you would pull away the thing would fall, that's called, the Shach says, Mikri Revetzes Aleim Avshegez Klal. So if it's flying, it's not Revetzes, but if it's sitting above it, then that's called Revetzes, and then it's Chayv. So again, the main thing is, I think the main chiddush we have in learning Shiluach HaKein is that's so pashit. That's so pashit to make a bracha. So that's so pashit to do the mitzvah the way it's done. The right way to do it is to grab the bracha. One last fascinating machlokes, the Sivus and the Chayyadim. This is in Chayyadim Klolei HaMitzvus. I think it's Klal Hei, if I'm not mistaken. Incredible Chayyadim. Chayyadim and the Sivis argued about the following. There's a mitzvah coming your way. Sukkos is coming. So before Sukkos, everyone buys a lulav and an esrig. Are you obligated to buy a lulav and an esrig? Let's say I live in a city. I'll wake up Sukkos morning and go looking for a lulav and an esrig. I'm a kli of Erev Sukkos to get a lulav and an esrig? Maybe not. Maybe, lachem. I'll wake up in the morning. If I can get it, I get it. If I can't get it, I'm an oinis. Are you mechuyev to get it beforehand? So Chayyadim says a tremendous chiddush. I'm sorry, the Chayyadim is in Klal Samaches, I see a test. That there's no chiyev d'oraisa to go out and prepare for the mitzvah. It's a maila, but there's no obligation to go and prepare for the mitzvah. The minute you become chayyev, you wake up in the morning, you say, oh boy, I need a mitzvah. Can I do it? If you live in Brooklyn, you'll find a lulav. If you live out in the sticks, so you're not mechuyev. You're not mechuyev beforehand. You're an oinus if you wake up that morning and you do it. He brings a nice raya from Gemara Rosh Hashanah. Gemara has a shiloh. You have a choice to go to two cities, the chutz l'tchum of each other. You can go before you have to, either to a city that has a shayfer or to a city that has a marzer. Either you'll be able to daven on Rosh Hashanah, or you'll be able to hear the Kol Shayfer. Which one do you go to? So the Gemara says, Shayfer is Deraisa, davening is Derabana. Gemara says, Pshita. So the Gemara says, even a Suffolk Shayfer in one city, and a Vardei Marzer in another city, you go to the Shayfer. So the Chayyadim, 1 minute. Why is everyone in the Marzer city going to the Shayfer city? Like, how are they staying in the city without a shayfer? Everyone in the city with the mazer should be going to the city with the shayfer. So the Chayyadim, you're not mechuyev to go. And Hainu, it says ki kare katzipol v'ya gros yachol yazav baharim. I think you have to go looking for a mitzvah. It says you don't have to go looking for a mitzvah. It's you're not mechuyev to go looking to go looking for a mitzvah. Oh yeah, when the mitzvah comes, either you do it or you don't. Zok the Nesivis. What are you talking about? Nesivis in the Kar Chayim in the Sefer on Hilchos Pesach. He brings the Chayyadam. He says, what are you talking about? The it says Yochel Yazeh Baharim Tavimani Ki Yikarei. If it does say Ki Yikarei, you're mechuyev to go looking. If the Chayyadam, look at Rashi. Yochel Yazeh Baharim Zok Rashi. Diksiv shaleach to shalach. It says a double lashon. So Rashi says, why yachol yaza baharim? It says a double lashon. So memela yachol, you have to go looking for the mitzvah. By lulav, it doesn't say a double lashon. You're not mechuyev. You wake up in the morning and you do the mitzvah when you wake up in the morning. It's a peladik chayyadam to think. You're not mechuyev to prepare. Yeah. Matzis, it comes leil Pesach. Your wife lights candles. You say, oh boy, we better go get matzis. And there's no matzah, so you're an einus. You don't have a matzah. You don't have a matzah. That's what he says. The chayyadam. It says ein laham in such a sheep. Yeah. They go chamaya to buy. Shabbos. Why? Get a good price. Want to get a good price? You wait for this. Anyway, it's just a double pattern. I'd like next time to do a chizchadash. Sorry, it's two more pages. Chadash two sides. Okay. Yeah. What? Bottom line: how do you do shiluach hakein? The way it seems to me from learning, all today's svarim bring, you know, the Shevet Halevi, all today's gedolim. I don't know. I'm old fashioned. I learned it with all the traditional gedolim. Not making fun of anybody. But it looks like from this from Sefer and from learning all the makairis that you have, the traditional makairis. You should not make a bracha on shiluach hakein unless at the very least you're grabbing the mother and sending the mother. At the very least. And otherwise you should not make a bracha. And if you do it the other way, I told you I had the opportunity. I shook the nest and the mother flew away. I didn't take the eggs. It's a machlokes. You don't have a chuyav to take the eggs. And it's a mitzvah to do kitikuna. But some sefer says lama yisachzar the suffet tzairach. You don't know if you're doing a mitzvah. Why do you need to be an achzar? So that's why. You have a wild bird that's in your backyard. You want to do the mitzvah. First thing, be mafkarit. If it's a sadeh, if it's a chatzah hamishtameres in the back, so you kind of. So you have to be mafkarit, preferably in front of three people. You say zuhefker. And then you can be mekayim the mitzvah. Ideally, you have to know it's a mother bird, not a father bird. Also hard to know. And you have to know it's a kosher bird. Pigeons are kosher birds. Other birds, I don't know. And you have to know it's a mother. And you have to go over the chatchila. You have to grab it and chase it and throw it away. You have to grab it. Could be hitting it, might be it. Shooing is not a mitzvah to anybody. You have to either shake the nest with a stick, or, like Rashi, or grab it, maybe hit it, and cause it to fly away by contact to the it has to be a mother.
A mother.
A female. A mother. It has to be a female. Yeah.